Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo mentions three steps to push rubber prices. Indonesian Maritime and Fisheries Minister invites the United Arab Emirates to fight illegal fishing. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said the government had taken steps to encourage rubber prices from farmers to rise again. The president, when visiting rubber farmers in a smallholder plantation in Lalang Sembawa village, Sembawa sub-district, Banyuasin Regency on Saturday, March 9, said the first step is to hold coordination with raw rubber producing countries such as Malaysia and Thailand to control supply in the market. President Joko Widodo also said that Indonesia had contacted them to control the supply to the market. He acknowledged that negotiations with other countries are not easy, but in the past 2 weeks, the price of rubber began to rise. The president also said that the government is trying to push up the price from rubber farmers by adding absorption to their domestic market. Indonesian Maritime and Fisheries Minister Susi Pujastuti invited the government of the United Arab Emirates to eradicate illegal fishing. Minister Susi, in a press release on Saturday, invited the United Arab Emirates to help support Indonesia and other countries in raising global awareness on the issue of cross-border fisheries crimes. For this reason, according to Minister Susi Pujastuti, the United Arab Emirates is expected to actively convey this issue in global forums. The minister said this when holding a bilateral meeting with the United Arab Emirate Minister for Climate Change and Environment, Thani bin Ahmed Al Zayed, in Abu Dhabi on March 6, 2019. During the meeting, Minister Susi also expressed her views regarding the ratification of the Port State Measures Agreement, which is considered not to be effective in reducing the practice of illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing, as long as transshipment not prohibited on the high seas. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Luhut Binsar Panjaitan inaugurated the longest suspension bridge in Southeast Asia in Sukabumi Regency on Saturday, March 9. This suspension bridge will be an attraction for both domestic and foreign tourists. The Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge is located in Gede Pangrango Village, Kadu Dampit District, Sukabumi Regency, West Java, in the Gunung Gede Pangrango National Park area, and was built by the private sector PT Fontis Aqua Viva. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan told reporters on the sidelines of the inauguration ceremony that the 200 meters long and 112 meters high suspension bridge was the longest suspension bridge in Southeast Asia. The presence of the bridge is a form of support for improving the tourism sector in Sukabumi. According to Minister Luhut, the tourism sector will become an indispensable industry in Indonesia. The Indonesian Trade and Tourism Festival 2019 begins the 70th anniversary of Indonesia-Philippines diplomatic relations, which fall in November this year. The Indonesian Trade and Tourism Festival 2019 took place at Glorieta, the largest shopping center in Makati, Manila, on March 8 to 9. A written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Manila, which was received in Jakarta on Saturday, said that there were 30 small and medium micro exhibition stands in Indonesia, that there were 30 small and medium micro exhibition stands in the festival that sold food, garment, and handicraft products, as well as trips and tours of Indonesia and the Philippines. The festival was opened by the Indonesian ambassador to the Philippines, Sinyo Hari Surandayak, and was attended by high officials of the Philippine government and ambassadors of friendly countries in Manila. Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry of the Philippines, Abdul Ghani Makatoman, stressed the important meaning of Indonesia as a big brother and Philippines trading partner, including the development of halal industry in the Philippines nowadays. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Swiss railroad manufacturer Stadler Rail has collaborated with state-owned enterprises PT Inka to form a joint venture to build a railway factory in Banyuwangi with an investment worth $210 million. Press release of the Indonesian embassy in Bern received in Jakarta on Saturday, March 9, said that Stadler Rail and PT Inka would produce regional trains, light rail vehicles, and city trains or metro. The construction starts in 2020 with a capacity of 250 units per year and will reach 500 units by 2025 and 1,000 units per year by 2030. The Indonesian ambassador to Egypt, Helmi Fauzi, appreciated the steps of Indonesian House Deputy Speaker Fadli Zon and the House of Representatives delegation, who gave a memorandum of understanding to form a group of Indonesia-Egypt bilateral cooperation to Deputy Chairman of the Egyptian Parliament, Mahmoud El-Sharif, during a bilateral meeting in Egyptian Parliament building on Thursday, March 7. In his statement received by Radio Republik Indonesia on Saturday, Ambassador Helmi Fauzi revealed that the formation of the MOU was a strategic step in carrying out third road diplomacy. According to the ambassador, many things might be difficult to appoint between governments, but between parliaments of the two countries. Egypt and Indonesia can hold collaboration in many sectors through parliamentary cooperation, especially in handling eradication of terrorism. The last item. Digital technology that enlivened the Indonesian pavilion at the ITB Berlin, the largest tourism exhibition in the world, starting from the appearance of LED wall videos that reflect the writing of wonderful Indonesia, as well as virtual reality and a photo booth featuring 90-degree photos, successfully attracting the attention of ITB Berlin visitors, held from March 6 to 10, 2019. Assistant Deputy Marketing of European Region 2, Agustin Rahayu, told Antara London on Sunday, March 10, that the digital technology used by the Indonesian Pavilion at ITB Berlin 2019 was aimed at providing a picture that approached reality so that the visitors will be more curious and interested to come to the original objects. He said the digital technology is only aimed at supporting the promotional activities. Digital technology is also intended to attract the interest of all types of age segments of European tourists, including European millennials. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
This week's spotlight is on President Explains the Social Protection Program for the People. The government already has programs to improve social protections and health for the community, especially for women. These programs include the Healthy Indonesia Card, the Hope Family Program, and the Indonesia Smart Card. President Joko Widodo, in a meeting with 500 members of Perempuan Arus Bawah or Grassroots Women from 34 provinces at the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. However, the president acknowledged there might be some targets that were scattered and had not yet received the protection. According to him, this is because Indonesia is a very large country, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote Island, with residents reaching 269 million.
The president explained the government already has a social assistance program in the form of a Family Hope program. Additional costs for child nutrition, for school education for children, and also if you want for additional businesses. While the Smart Indonesia card is for the education of children from disadvantaged families. There were 19 million students from disadvantaged families who received the cards. It is from the Social and Health Protection Program that the president sees the poverty rate can be reduced further. Now the poverty rate is 9.8%. With health and social protection programs being carried out, the government hopes that poverty rates can be reduced, and the president added that the Gini gap ratio, which was previously 0.41, has now become 0.38. Previously, President Joko Widodo said that currently the government has many microeconomic, small economic programs which are also expected to support the improvement of family welfare and economy. He pointed out to an example such as Ultra Micro, which is an ultra micro credit that has been given to more than 1 million customers. There is also Mekar program, or fostering a prosperous family economy. It is for micro and small economies, with almost 99% of the participants being mothers. The head of state claimed that he was happy because there were many mothers or women who had previously sought the fried foods after receiving a loan of 2 million rupiahs could expand their selling products. Thus, their family economy is supported by this activity. Well, that was Spotlight of this week from Voice of Indonesia to the World. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history begins with March the 10th, 1906, the explosion at the Courrières mine in France. A mining disaster killed 1,060 workers in Courrières in France occurred on March the 10th, 1906. The underground fire brought a massive explosion that directly destroyed the mine pits. The local coal mine in northern France stretches along the country's Pas-de-Calais area. No one knows for sure what happened to the coal mine to cause a very devastating explosion. Turning to March the 10th, 1909, the English-Siamese Agreement is signed. The English-Siamese Treaty of 1909, also known as the Bangkok Agreement of 1909, was an agreement between England and Thailand in 1909. This agreement was signed at the Siamese King's Palace in Bangkok on March the 10th and ratified on July the 9th. Through the 1909 Bangkok Agreement, the Siamese government surrendered the countries of Kedah, Perlis, Kelantan, and Terengganu to take shelter under British rule. I'll end with March the 10th, 1977. The Indonesian Palapa A2 satellite is launched from the Kennedy Space Center, USA. Palapa A2 is a communication satellite owned by Indonesia and operated by Perumtel. Palapa A2 was launched on March the 10th, 1977 with the Delta 2914 rocket and operated in orbit since March 11, 1977. The Palapa A satellite program began when the Indonesian government gave two separate contracts to Boeing Satellite Systems from the United States to provide two satellites, Palapa A1 and A2, a main control station for both these satellites and nine Earth stations. Palapa A2 satellite is intended as a backup and is ready to be operated if Palapa A1 fails or if market demand cannot be accommodated by Palapa A1. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia to the World.
Voice of Indonesia.
saat ku siap mati untukmu. Kamu tak pernah menganggap aku hidup. Dulu saat semua ingin ku pertaruhkan, kamu tak pernah percaya cinta sejatiku. Aku cuma punya hati, tapi kamu mungkin tak pakai hati. Kamu berbohong, aku pun percaya. Kamu lukai, ku tak peduli. Coba kau pikir, di mana ada cinta seperti ini. Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati. Mana ada cinta seperti ini? Kau tinggalkan aku, ku tetap di sini. Kau dengan yang lain, ku tetap setia. Tak usah tanya kenapa, aku cuma punya hati.
Indonesia.
That was Aku Cuma Punya Hati, sang by Mita Lestari. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian athletics team will negotiate its prioritized numbers in the athletics category of the SEA Games 2019 due to the uncertainty of the organizing committee of the SEA Games 2019 in Philippines regarding several athletics number. The numbers to be negotiated are 20,000 meters race walking, women's 10,000 meters running, and men's 10,000 meters running. It was said by Director of the National Training at the Indonesian Athletics Federation, Mustara Musa, on the sidelines of the Special Olympics Indonesia event in Rawamangun, East Jakarta, on Tuesday, March 5th. According to Mustara, the Indonesian Athletics Federation has not yet received confirmation regarding the athletics categories, especially for the long-distance running category. Mustara further said that his side had negotiated the issue through Asian Athletics Association. Mustara pointed out that the athletics categories are the mandate of the International Olympic Committee and they must be competed in every multi-sports event. The Federation has also submitted the national training budget proposal of the SEA Games 2019 with total number of at least 35 people including senior and junior athletes. Athletics was the branch which contributed the most medals at SEA Games 2017 in Malaysia, with total 5 gold, 7 silver, and 3 bronze. Meanwhile, Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi told that the athletics categories of the Olympic numbers must be the priority of the National Sports Week, or PON. Besides that, Imam Nahrawi added that young athletes must be given more chances to participate in such competitions. He said that National Sports Week is the beginning to foster the potentials of young athletes systematically. He hopes the fostering of young athletes can enhance Indonesian achievements in other international sports competitions. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika kau hadir kembali di hadapanku. Kurasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangatan mesra rasa cintamu. Kita kembali bersama dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa. Saat itu, namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga tersenyum saja ku terkenang masa-masa indah kita lalui, semua terasa bagai di alam mimpi ketika ku hadir kembali di hadapanku. Ku rasakan saat pertama ku kecup keningmu, hingga detak jantungku berdebar keras bersama hangat dan mesra rasa cintamu. Oh, oh. Dalam suasana yang sendu seperti kala kita pertama berjumpa. Saat itu, namun tak mungkin lagi tuh kita mengulangi, karena ada satu garis batas yang tercipta. Hingga saja kau sudah ada yang punya, begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan. Oh, oh,
oh,
begitu pun dengan diriku.
Kita hanya dapat mengingat
semua kenangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Kenangan, sung by Fadi Akbar. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will invite you to travel to Bali province to observe Ogoh-Ogoh parade ceremony. Stay tuned. Last Thursday on March the 7th, 2019, Hindu communities throughout Indonesia celebrated the Nyepi Day as the beginning of Saka year 1941. Nyepi comes from the word sepi or quiet. Nyepi is actually a Hindu New Year celebration based on a calendar of Saka, which began in 78 AD. Unlike the Gregorian New Year in general, Saka's New Year in Bali is not marked with a big party or celebration, but silence, even seclusion. People are supposed to stay at home and spend 24 hours praying and contemplating at home. All activities are forbidden, including public services such as international airports are also closed. The exception is only hospitals. Usually, ahead of Nyepi Day, Hindu societies undergo a number of distinctive rituals which are basically efforts to purify themselves and the environment. In 2 to 4 days before Nyepi, people would purify themselves and sacred objects in temples. The main purpose of Nyepi itself is to ask the Almighty God to purify the human nature and the universe. Before Nyepi Day, there are a number of ceremonies performed by Hindus, especially in Bali, such as one day before Nyepi, the Buta Nyatnya ritual was held, namely a series of ceremonies to banish the presence of Buta Kala, which is a manifestation of negative elements in human life. In the Buta Nyatnya series, there is an ogoh-ogoh parade tradition which eventually becomes a lively annual festival and becomes a tourist attraction. Ogoh-ogoh are various kinds of dolls or sculptures that become a symbol of negative elements that describe a Buddha Kala's personality, bad character, and evil around human life in the form of a giant. In addition, ogoh-ogoh is often depicted in the form of creatures that live in the modern world, heaven and hell, such as dragons, elephants, and angels. If in its development there are some depicting famous people such as world leaders, artists or religious figures, even criminals, and some deviate from the basic principles of ogoh-ogoh, for example, ogoh-ogoh portraying a terrorist. In the past, the dolls were made of bamboo frame covered with paper. Over time, most ogoh-ogoh are made of styrofoam in a finer three-dimensional shapes. The making of ogoh-ogoh can last for weeks before Nyepi. The theme for making an ogoh-ogoh can vary depending on the size, types of material, and the amount of human resources involved in the design and complexity of the ogoh-ogoh. The ogoh-ogoh parade ritual takes place in unison a day before Nyepi Day, or also called Tilem Sasih Kesange, in every banjar or village throughout Bali. The preparation of the parade usually starts in the afternoon and lasts until midnight. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kita telah memutuskan tak lagi bersama. Karena rintangan yang ada tak henti menghadang. Haruskah ku menepis resah ini? Salahkah aku atas perasaan ini yang tak mampu menutupi aku masih cinta kamu? Biarkan aku pilih jalan tersendiri tanpa harus ada lagi cinta selain diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Adilkah Ini, sang by Tia Avi. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world. Hello, it is nice to meet you again in miscellany. Today's edition will explore hundreds of athletes join the International Karate Championship in Solo. So stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Indonesia has the honor of hosting the 2019 11 Maret Cup or SMC International Karate Championship, which was held at the Sritex Arena Solo Sports Center, Central Java. Held from 8th until 10th of March 2019, it was followed by 55 contingents with more than 320 karate athletes. This karate championship is the 11th of its kind, held every 2 years. The athletes competed for the rotating cup of the Minister of Research, Technology, and Higher Education. The championship was last hosted by the general winner of the 10th SMC, the State University of Jakarta, or UNJ. The participants this year consisted of students who were not only from Indonesia, but also from several neighboring countries. The chairperson of the 11 March Cup 11th organizing committee, Rizky Mika Saputra, said that hundreds of athletes from five friendly countries took part in the SMC 11, namely Singapore, Brunei Darussalam, Malaysia, and Timor Leste. The number of contingents and participants of SMC 11 is indeed less than the previous one. At SMC 2017, or the 10th event, there were 58 contingents from various universities in Indonesia and abroad, numbering 380 karateka. However, the committee stated that there was an increase in the quality of the championship this year. According to Rizky, the championship is a means of developing achievements and as a benchmark for assessing the development of karate techniques in the international arena, especially among students. He said as many as 17 categories were contested, and there were additional numbers, namely 12 best of the best. This is divided into two categories, namely art or kata and match or kumite, with a total prize of up to millions of rupiah. The SMC 11 championship was themed Brave to Break the Limit, which means being able to go beyond one's boundaries to be better. Rizky explained to improve the quality of the karate competition, 11 Maret Cup 11 invited referees from abroad. This also became one of the attractions for athletes both at home and abroad to join and participate in the championship. The opening ceremony of the SMC 11 championship was eleven with performances by Kamlaka, Rodra, Foka Erudita, All-Star, Nuansa, and performing team from Surakarta Culture Agency. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today. We will meet again with other interesting topics. I'm Putri Safriadela. See you next time.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diriku, ingin ku tahu arti hidupku. Hanya dirimu yang melengkapiku. Kaulah nafasku. Dirimu, kaulah yang terindah di hidupku. Air matamu lemahkan hatiku yang ada untukmu. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, aku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu. Dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Genggam tanganku bersandar kepadaku. Ingin ku berada di sampingmu sepanjang hidupku. Rasa ini hanya ada saat bersamamu. Bahagia ku dengar canda tawamu terangi hatiku. Inilah duniaku untuk bersamamu. Dan walau waktu berjalan, ku kan terus bertahan. Pelukku yang akan selalu menghangatkanmu. Dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu. Selalu menghangatkanmu. Dan takkan ada yang bisa melepasmu dariku. Pelukku yang akan selalu menjagamu.
Of Indonesia.
That was Dunia Bersamamu, sung by The Overtunes. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mr. Bezazel Fahad in Algeria. In his email, he wrote that his club want to hold special event, namely the Week of Indonesian Language with the title I Love Indonesian Language. For the event, he asked VOI to send him some souvenirs. Hello Mr. Bezazel Fahad, thank you for your email dated February 24th, 2019. We have forwarded your email to our management. Thank you. For you and other listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Bisa aku melupakanmu. bagaimana nasib cintaku, hatiku masih
listener. Now we will reply an email from Martin Steiner in Australia. Martin Steiner is a shortwave radio listener from the small town Denmark on the south coast of Western Australia. On the 22nd of February 2019, he had receiving the English program for the Voice of Indonesia on shortwave 3325 kHz with a SIN pole 24242. In his email, Mr. Steiner told that due to the strong atmospheric noise, it was not possible to understand what the announcers were saying, but he did clearly understand that the transmission was in English. Well, Mr. Martin Steiner, thank you for your reception report on our English program. We are really sorry because you could not hear our program clearly. We suggest you to monitor our radio through website www.voinews.id. You just click streaming and choose video or audio streaming, so you can monitor our radio clearly. Hopefully, you will continuously listen to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, we play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Makin dalamku jatuh kepadamu.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a letter from Dr. S. D. Farajan in India. He was listening to our English program through short waves on frequency 3325 kHz with a simple 54454 on February 12th and 55555 kHz on February 14th. Hello, Dr. S. Devarajan. We are really glad to receive your reception report, which showed our broadcast could be monitored clearly from your country. Please keep listening to our broadcast every day. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you and our regular listeners wherever you are. Thank you. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 20:00 hours to 20:30 hours West Indonesia time, or 13:00 hours to 13:30 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRINet, and you can enjoy our program. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Safitri Adala. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on Facebook fan page Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.